Let me give you a real life example of how social networking works. Thursday, I was checking out some recruiter blogs, looking for, and on the recruiter blogs, we discover a lot of things. You know, different technologies that are out there in the human resources world and in the jobs market and, you know, just general stuff that recruiters utilize every day. And I saw a posting up there from a young lady, and I thought what she had to say on the blog was kind of interesting. So I followed through and found her personal page on another website, and I emailed her and invited her to come on the show. And I believe that Abby is on the line with us right now. Abby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Abby,
morning,
I was just...
Toledo.
Yeah. How's the weather out on the East Coast there?
It is a beautiful sunny day. There is no precipitation today. We are very happy.
Wonderful. We still have about 6 feet of snow on the ground, but it is sunny. I was sharing with the audience, Abby, that the other day I found your posting on one of the recruiting blogs, and I followed up and contacted you, and you subsequently called me back, and I invited you on the show. So why don't you introduce yourself formally to the listening audience?
Sure. Well, my name again is Abby Kohut. I am currently a staffing consultant and co-owner of Coachtopia LLC, which is a career coaching and dating coaching company.
Dating coaching.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
29 dimensions.
And so I've been in the staffing industry for about 14 years now, mostly on the corporate staffing side as opposed to on the search firm side. And my favorite thing to do is to help people find the right job for them.
That's wonderful, and that's similar to what, you know, Job One and all of us here in the studio try to do on a daily basis. Abby, as a business owner in the recruiting industry, I'm sure that you've had the opportunity to walk with to deal with people from all different walks of life in terms of age and demographic and that kind of thing. I'm very curious to see what do you see out there with folks who are maybe, you know, 50 and up. What's their biggest barrier to finding a job?
Well, I think what's important to realize is that companies are looking to hire people who are young at heart, not necessarily young. And it's very important for people at all ages to look their best on their interview. You need to go in with a wonderful suit on and to have your makeup done right and to really look your best and to act as passionate and energetic about that job opportunity as you can possibly be.
Right. And in the world of the Internet, getting back to social networking and some of the things that we can do online nowadays, what can, and I guess not just the older folks, but everyone, what are some of the things we can do on the Internet to help us, to assist us in finding jobs and finding job opportunities?
Well, there are so many different things you can do on the Internet. Of course, there's the major job boards such as Monster, Hot Jobs, and Career Builder, and those are for all ages, of course. And you can go on there, post a resume, and also set up job search agents to come to you every day, which will give you a list of jobs that are good for you based on criteria that you put in there.
And those are pretty neat, Abby. I don't think people, you know, most people don't understand what search agents do. Mm-hmm. And basically, there are things out there that are called web crawlers that will go out to the Internet and pick out your resume based on keywords that you have within the text of your resume.
Exactly.
So that's why you see that it's, you know, when you register with any of these job boards or you get your resume out there on the Internet, there's always a question in there, keywords. And you put in certain keywords, and that is what we call search criteria for these web crawlers, that it's all automated. There's a server. There's actually a computer that goes out to the Internet and finds you and hunts you down automatically and then pops up your resume to a potential employer. So it's pretty
exactly.
Neat stuff.
There's actually several of those job crawl boards, and some of them are Indeed.com. There's one called SimplyHired.com, DirectEmployers.com, and, of course, the most important online tool right now is LinkedIn.com, which is the MySpace for adults.
Now,
and I think that's the profile that you found of me.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's right. And by the way, you have a wonderful profile up there.
Thank you.
Talking about MySpace.com.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, this is where I want your help.
Okay.
What we want you to do, we don't want to prevent people from going up there. We want you to market yourself as aggressively as you can. However, word of caution, what you put up on MySpace, just understand that that's for the world to see. Be very, very cautious and use common sense about some of the things you put up there on your profile, because people do, recruiters do utilize MySpace to find people. If I'm looking for an upper-level position that's a very specialized niche in a very specialized industry, those folks are hard to find. And so I'm going to do everything in my effort to seek out these people, which would include MySpace, which would include blogs, and find out people with experience and skill sets that are posted within the context of their website. But you have to be careful, folks, about what you put up there. We've run across some in our searches. We've run across some very disconcerting, and they may be serious and they may not be serious, and they probably are not. But you have to be very careful about what you post about yourself and some of your comments on the blogs, because you may have the intent of doing a lot of good, but it could certainly backfire on you.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think it needs to be said, Bob. I think it's a good point to make that you need to decide what you're going to use places like MySpace and some of the other social networking boards for. If you're going to use it to post blogs about your personal life, to post information about your personal life, to post personal opinion, what have you out there, then that's fine if that's how you want to use it. But if you're going to try to use it to help you as a tool to search for a job, you need to keep in mind to keep anything off of it that might be controversial in any way or possibly turn an employer off, because as Bob said, as recruiters and HR professionals, we are looking at those things more and more often to find the qualified candidates. And if we come across something that's, you know, as Bob said, disconcerting, or if it's a personal opinion that might be a little controversial, it could potentially cost you a face-to-face interview with an employer.
That's true. And, Abby, something you and I discussed a little bit yesterday, be very cautious about your email address as well.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I remember one time a little while ago we received a resume, and the email address was something to the effect of bombmaker@yahoo.com. And someone like that, we're just not going to call.
I think that's Brian's address, actually.
He's the bomb.
Sorry, Brian. So, yeah, and then there's always the hotchick@yahoo.com. Things like that, just they don't sound professional. So if you are going to use those, don't post those on your resume.
And that's true. I mean, I was I posted a job position for, it was a mid to upper level manager position somewhere, and one of the respondents came back with their resume, and their email address was something to the effect of hotbabewithbowtie@yahoo.com. When I look at that, that's really not going to prompt me to do my due diligence on really kind of scanning their resume seriously. Abby, some of the more functional things that we can do for folks, not only the over 50 crowd, but I guess everyone, be a little cautious and be a little common sense wise when you put together a resume. Now the folks that are over 50, and we don't want to get into the whole discrimination thing, it's sort of the elephant that's in the room that no one wants to talk about from an HR standpoint, but give us some pointers, if you would, on your resume regarding dates.
Sure. Well, what I would recommend, what I see frequently from folks over 50 or even over 45, is people leave off the date where they graduated, because that's the best way for an employer to tell your age. And so I would recommend that if you graduated before probably 1975 or maybe even before 1980, that you leave that date off of your resume. And employers understand why you're doing it, but I would recommend that. And also, I would leave off jobs that you had in the 70s and the 60s. I would just start with the 80s. And that's plenty of information for people to understand who you are and what you do.
About how far back should folks go in their employment history? How in terms of time?
I would say probably about 20 years.
20, that far back?
But probably about 20, 25, somewhere in there.
Okay. And what are you seeing with some of the people that are 50 and over? What are you seeing that folks are doing in terms of their careers? Spent 25, 30 years at the Ford Automotive Stamping Plant. They're going to be closing the plant. I took a severance package. Now what am I going to do? And what do you see out there in terms of options available to folks that have, kind of looking to downsize their own careers?
Sure. Well, there's certainly so many different things that you can do. I mean, for one thing, you can volunteer at an organization which may potentially become a part-time job for you or even a full-time job. While you're in transition, you can also temp. You can work part-time for a variety of organizations. You can certainly even work from home. There's plenty of internet-based jobs out there, although you have to be pretty careful about those. Certainly, you could think about starting a business. And there are many organizations that can help you with that.
Okay.
And of course, you can go back to school, take classes in a new field, and apply your skills in a new industry.
And we want to expand on that a little bit. Abby, we're up against our first break. It's a quick one, so if you would, just hang around for a little bit, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Super Talk 1560 WTOD is Toledo's official closings and cancellation station. This is News Director London Mitchell. With winter weather, closings and cancellations become more prominent here in the Toledo area. If you have a closing or cancellation to report, please call the WTOD News Hotline at 419-385-NEWS. A community service from the voice of Toledo, Super Talk 1560 WTOD.
This is Kristen Klein with the SuperTalk 1560 exclusive three-day forecast from the Weather Channel. Variably cloudy today, high 29. Tonight, a wintry mix developing, anything from snow to sleet and even freezing rain, low in the low 20s. That wintry mix continuing tomorrow, high 36. Monday, snow showers. Log on to supertalk1560.com for more in-depth weather from the Weather Channel and Toledo's official weather station, SuperTalk 1560 WTOD.
At Job One USA Security, security is job one. Since 1951, Job One USA has been a leading provider of security from Los Angeles to Philadelphia, Detroit to Orlando. We provide security for manufacturing, industrial, logistics, commercial, and office buildings. At Job One USA Security, we put the security officer first by providing support with our ambassador and appreciation programs, training and customer service, public relations, and proper etiquette. If you're a security professional who would like to join the Job One USA team, contact us at 888-432-1776. That's 888-432-1776. Or visit our website to apply online at jobonesa.com. Contact us at 888-432-1776. Or visit our website to apply online at jobonesa.com.
Working for a living, staring at a workers. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
You're listening to Job One USA with Bruce Rumpf on Super Talk 1560, Toledo's talk station.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is not Bruce Rumpf. This is Bob Grebe, trusty sidekick with the HR posse from Job One USA. And on the line with us right now is my new best friend, Abby, from the New York City area that her and I formed a relationship a couple days ago via the Internet. We have this is not Funky Brian. I see you're smiling over there. We're talking about recruiting and helping people find jobs. By the way, if you want to call in and join us, you have any questions, comments, get Abby a chance to answer some of your questions. And she is a career coach. She owns her own firm out in the New York City area. The name of the company is CoachTopia.com. If you want to go there and write that down, CoachTopia.com. Our toll-free number is 888-578-1560. That's 888-578-1560. Abby, once people, you know, we're kind of dedicating this piece of the show to the 50 and over crowd, and I think the next segment we're probably going to go on the other end of that age spectrum and go to the younger crowd. Once people are successful in securing an interview, the face-to-face portion of the interview, how about some tips on, and you, one of the points you made was age equals wisdom, credibility, maturity, and reliability, and that kind of thing. And the whole emotional and attitude side of doing an interview. Could you address that a little bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about age, you've been there and done that. You've been through downsizings. You've probably been given every task there is to be given. And that's something that an employer would love to know about. So when you walk into the interview, you need to be the one who has the positive attitude. You need to be the one who can say, I can do this job, and this is why I'm the best candidate for the job. And so if you mention things like your flexibility, your maturity, your reliability, you're not the person who's going to call in sick every day. You're the person who's going to come to work and understand when things change because you've been there and done that. You're worldly. And this is something that can be an advantage for you as opposed to a disadvantage.
One of the biggest things that, I see for the more mature folks that are coming in, job candidates that are coming in, is lack of really being up to speed on computer skills. And, you know, even I don't care what kind of environment you've worked in for the last, specifically for the last 10 years, you've got to understand that commerce today is done via the Internet. If we pulled the plug on the Internet today, our economy would certainly be impacted by Monday morning, actually by this evening. There is so much going on the Internet. It's the way of life, the way of economic life, and folks need to keep their computer skills up. And frankly, it's not that tough to do. There, most people have home PCs, and within those home PCs, they have the basic software that, you know, spreadsheet software, Word software. If you just go through, excuse me, those tutorials that are free and within the text of the software, go through those tutorials from beginning to end, you're probably going to be a leg up on most candidates that come in from the over 50 crowd.
That's definitely true. And I think the Department of Labor may actually offer some free computer training.
Absolutely, and there is free training out there in the state of Ohio. Well, actually, specifically in Toledo, we have a group here, which is a government organization sponsored or funded by the Department of Labor. And it's called The Source, and you know the place is loaded with PCs. Folks are there to help other people get the training skills, and all this is free as taxpayers. All this information and all this training is free. All you have to do is be more proactive, get down there, and utilize it. And it's so vital, folks. I can't express enough to you how important your skill set with computers nowadays is. And that's in every industry, every setting. Would you guys agree? We do really run into some problems there, and there's some opportunities for you to get your skill sets up. Just a couple more things, Abby, before we turn you loose. You are the owner and president of your own company that does similar to us. You at a little bit different level of candidates that you recruit, but just in general, how can search firms help people, help candidates out there?
Oh, well, search firms are wonderful. What you can do is you can go, let's say, onto Monster and search for jobs that are not necessarily the ones that you want, and you will find the names of some search firms on there. And then you can just call them up and say, hey, I'm a this or that, and I'm looking for a this or that. And search firms will pretty much be your agent to help you find the job that you're looking for in the right company. So they take a lot of the work away from you.
Wonderful. And why would I, as a candidate, use a career coach? And that's what you do for a living. Why would someone want to use a career coach?
Well, I think it depends on what you're looking for a career coach to do. But certainly, a career coach can help you find errors on your resume, can help you make the resume better, can help you write a thank you note and make sure there are no typos in it, can help you write a good cover letter. Can guide you along the steps. So if you have an interview on Monday, can tell you what to say, what not to say. and can give you certain assessments to help you figure out what you really like to do with the rest of your life.
And you folks will also walk them through the whole interview process.
Sure,
that's really, really important.
We'll do mock interviews as well.
Mock interviews are really, really important. Abby, we have to run. We're going to run up against our hard break here at the half hour. And I believe I have a very special guest coming on the line as well, Commissioner Ben Conop. Abby, we appreciate your help on this, and thanks for joining us. You and I will be communicating here shortly. Abby's company is Coachtopia, and that's coachtopia.com. And if you would like to kind of investigate what she does, what she's all about, please feel free to go to the website. Thanks again, Abby.
Thanks again for the opportunity, and goodbye, Toledo.
Thanks, Abby.
Goodbye, Abby.
Bye-bye.